first of all, I guess the big question on everybody's mind is, you know, something we've been talking about for a long time, but something that we feel like maybe we're getting a little bit closer to, that farm bill. I know it's something that you've been working on a long time with the committee. Where do we sit right now as you see it, sir?
Well, we're blessed with the support of your two senators and you know, a lot of other senators. We were able to pass about probably 85% of the farm bill in reconciliation last year, the working families tax cut. And there we were able to pay for the increase in the crop insurance benefits that we were able to put in, ARC, PLC increasing, things that cost a lot of money. And those were hit, as you know, in October or so, that benefit. But last Congress, we thought if we could get $20 billion in a farm bill, that would be absolutely wonderful, with the help, especially with the help of Senator Hogan, being the ag appropriator chair, we were able to get $68 billion, which was truly a home run. So that's by far the most ever, you know, infusion into a farm bill. But we still got some things to do. We couldn't do the policy things, things like increasing loan limits. Right now, you know, the loan limits are set as of the 2018 Farm Bill. The 2018 Farm Bill, we have to remember, was based on 2012 data. So the world is totally different now, so we have to make adjustments like that. So we got that. We got, you know, two or three other things that are important. And we plan on, the House did a really good job, Congressman Thompson. And so we're working with him and his team. Senator Hogan and I are working hard to put together our portion of the farm bill. But basically, we're going to take what he's done, modify it a little bit, and then work really hard to get the votes we need to get it passed.
Now, when you look at those votes that you need to get it passed on the other side of the aisle, what are they looking for specifically that you guys have to come to some kind of a compromise on?
Well, we had a situation with food stamps, and we've been, you know, reading about SNAP, which is food stamps, about all of the debacle in Minnesota. And it turns out that that's true in a lot of the country. And what we did was we said, states, you've got to quit having huge error rates. And when you don't have any accountability, when you just give the state a whole bunch of the money and say, distribute it, again, with nobody looking over it, then you have all of these errors and overpayments. So we basically said, you know, we're going to allow you a certain percentage of overpayment, and when you get above that, you have to kick in the money yourselves. And so, you know, a certain percentage of the overpayment. So because of that, the Democrats have not liked that at all. They don't want the oversight, and they're really balking at supporting anything unless we, you know, completely roll that back. This is saving the American public a tremendous amount of money, hundreds of billions of dollars, again, going to people that don't deserve it. So I'm very much in favor of the food programs. I've been very supportive myself and Senator Stabenow in a very bipartisan way, worked together and got the summer feeding program going a few years ago. So we want to do things to you know, in such a way that the dollars go to the people that deserve it. That's really the bottom line.
Senator, looking at obviously the Farmer Bridge assistance that came through,
yeah.
that was a certain a great shot in the arm. But then, you know, mm-hmm. with the way things are in agriculture right now, it's a tough road right now. There's more needed. You and I know Senator Hogan has talked a lot about that. And so where do you sit as far as that goes right now with maybe getting some more aid out there with things that are going on in the world?
Well, he and I, he's been a great partner, and he and his staff have done a tremendous job. And, you know, trying to figure out what we need and then where we find those dollars. So the good news is we've put out a tremendous amount of money in the last year and a half, if you remember. Going back to not this last December, but the December before that, after the presidential race, we were able to provide $10 billion in economic aid, and then $21 billion in disaster relief, $31 billion, you know, to the ag community. Then came back and, you know, were able to provide another $12 billion last year. And then again, increasing the farm bill, the risk management tools, primarily, to the tune of $68 billion. So this is a humongous amount of money. On the other hand, as you pointed out, that's all great, but farmers are still in desperate need. This is a generational crisis. If you look the last 3 years, and this didn't start, you know, this last year, started really with inflation in 2021. But over the past 3 years, when you look at row crop production, we've had the biggest loss of income in history. So the problem is, as you look forward into this next year, unless we do something different, provide new markets, and we're working really hard on that, work on the input cost and things like that. Also value add the products that we're doing, you know, using more of those products in America, we're going to be in the same situation as we were this last year. So because of that, you know, we really are in a generational crisis. The good news is, as we've explained this to Congress, they said, you know, we understand, we'll step up. And so that's been great. The problem is that's not going to go on forever. So that's why we really are trying to get, you know, additional bridge payment, and then also working really hard to make it such that our farmers can continue to farm, their children and grandchildren. And, you know, we have the cheapest, safest food supply of any place in the world. So that's how you protect it.
Senator, one of the things that has been talked about a lot all along with the farm bill issue has been the issue of getting the around E15, and I know that's something that, right, that's been it's been gone over and over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
But it feels like right now we're probably as close as we've ever been to get it.
No, I think that's right, and I think we almost had it, and then it was yanked, and then the big oil got involved with the big refineries and trying to consolidate refineries, and that really muddied the water. But I think that there's a real willingness on Congress to work things out and get it passed. I'm totally committed to it. I would pass it in the farm bill. The problem is the farm bill, even though, you know, logically you'd think that the Agriculture Committee would have jurisdiction, it's the Environment and Public Works Committee that has jurisdiction. So we're working with them, and they're really good to work with. I'm actually a member of that committee, too, to try and see if they'll grant us jurisdiction. But and they themselves, I think, would like to do it, you know, as a committee. So I don't really know how we're going to get it done, but I agree with you totally. I think we're as close as we've ever been, and farmers have worked really hard to bring it to the forefront. I'm pleased that the president went ahead, you know, and granted this waiver. On the other hand, we need surety, and that's the way you get it. So the waiver's fine. That buys us a little time, but we need the surety so that the people that own the gas stations and things can plan and, you know, start getting drivers where they're attuned to having it, you know. They already are attuned in the sense that it has been available, but we need to make it such that the providers, the people that sell it, will put the infrastructure in so it will be there.
Last one for you, Senator. You know, I was out in D.C. a couple of weeks ago when the farmers were out on the lawn and they had the tractor out there, and the president spoke to the group of farmers there. And it just, I don't know, it feels like this administration, and you've been around for quite a few, is this administration seems to have, the farmers seem to have the ear of this administration. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think they definitely do. I think the president understands that rural America was very good to him. He appreciates that. He also understands the value of rural America. I think Secretary Rollins especially understands that. This is about farmers, but it's also about, you know, our small towns scattered all over the country. And sadly, in the last census, 53% of our counties lost population. So you lose population, you lose that tax base, and then things, you know, just continue to grind down. So this is all about supporting not only our farmers, continuing to have this, you know, this cheapest, safest, even though it's gotten more expensive, still cheapest, safest of anybody. He understands how important that is for all kinds of reasons. But rural America is right at the top. That's the other part of the Farm Bill. There's a lot of things we can do in the Farm Bill to help with just, you know, life in rural America, making sure that we, you know, provide some help, you know, to make sure that our communities are desirable, where people want to live in. We've got a lot of aging infrastructure and things like that we can help with.
Senator, thanks so much for the time. I certainly appreciate it, sir.
No, thank you for having me. Senator Hovind's had me up a couple times, and Senator Kramer, and you are always so hospitable, and hopefully I'll be up there in the not too distant future. I was at a meeting, and a lady that sold crop insurance and farmed looked at me one day, and she said, again, a meeting in North Dakota, she looked at me and said, "Senator, we need more farm in the Farm Bill." Yeah. And we took that mantra up, and it became a mantra all over. And the good news is we were able to do that. You know, we haven't completed it, but we got a heck of a lot more farm in the Farm Bill. And as I said earlier, you know, we're battling a little bit to keep that, but we are going to keep it. Just do everything we can to help our farmers as we go forward. I understand, and we're working hard to make sure, just as you are with programs like yours, to help, you know, people understand how difficult it is and how much we need to support the farm community.
100%. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.